quick rundown. My name is Emily. I'm 31 years old. I have four children. My oldest two are 7 and 8, and my youngest two are twin toddlers. They are 2. I've been married twice. Yes, fucking twice. My first husband, we were married and divorced within the same year. Yeah, that post that I made about him sending pictures of his dick to my sister, he slept with my family member. No, not my sister. My second husband was extremely emotionally abusive. He abused me and my children. He now has a restraining order out against him. Additionally, he has signed away all of his parental rights to our twin daughters. As you can see, my picker is fucking broken, or has been broken. And now I have an amazing boyfriend. And over the last 2 years, I have been working so hard on myself to be a better fucking person and to stop repeating the cyclical patterns within my family. And I refuse to raise children that ended up like me. So if you want to join me in reparenting ourselves and our kids, hi.
I sure hope your boyfriend aborts immediately. You have shown you are not afraid to play the victim card and involve the police. That is scary, because you are very likely to commit a MeAlso report to the authorities. When you enter your third marriage, you are 73% likely to get divorced. You have 4 children from 2 baby daddies. If your boyfriend marries you, you will have to pay for all of them for a very, very long time. It will probably cost near $1 million to raise all 4 of them. That is not even calculating college tuition fees. Your boyfriend is currently playing the cleanup man. He is filling the role of a cuck. Your previous husbands may have made mistakes and did bad things, but I am not talking about them. I am talking about you. It is your job to screen your partner before you get married and have children with them. Now you are creeping up on your mid-30s. It is not going to look good for you when your last remaining looks fade. Also, you are very loud, aggressive, and hostile. Those are not feminine traits. It is so bad that I noticed at the 40-second mark, when you say so hard, I saw spit shooting from your mouth. A lot of men do not like a woman who has a foul mouth. It's not attractive to most men. I also do not like the fishing tackle hanging off your nose. Lastly, what is up with that bun on your head? Several times it jumps into the air when you talk. It looks like a bird's nest. Anyways, good luck on your journey. My condolences to the children.